Delta. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you. I think your name is Mike. Is that right?
Well, I tell you what, you're a better man than I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I just heard it the other day. And the name here is Rusty. Romeo, uniform's here, Tango Yankee. Down here near lower end of Spartanburg County. Got to go out and pick up some cartridges today. Opened two brand new ones the other day. One shows it's full, won't print. The other one shows it's empty and won't print. So, you know, it doesn't do me any good to try to print QSL cards with that printer.
Hi there, Rusty. Yeah, I heard your name the other day, too. I just don't remember the calls. I'm terrible at that. Kind of a bite in the butt to go buy cartridges and they don't work. And they're expensive little critters to boot.
The deal with is Cartridge World, and they stand behind their cartridges. Their cartridges all have new chips in them when you get them and everything else. They're not just cartridges they've refilled in the store or anything. And they guarantee their cartridges. So, like I said, I opened two brand new cartridges. One shows is just about empty and it won't print. The other one shows it's full and it won't print. So I'm going to just take them back over to their store this morning, and he'll exchange them for me, which is a nice deal. But, yeah, I've been dealing with these folks for probably 10 or 12 years, and I find I get good ink, good cartridges, and if I ever have a problem, they deal with it. You just take it back, and they deal with it. WU2 T-Mobile.
Find that place. I don't go through a lot of cartridges, but I end up at Walmart or something to replace them. Last time I was in there, they sold me a ONM rebuilt cartridge, and it worked great, and it wasn't too badly priced.
Cartridges I'm getting are normally, if you buy them online or you buy them at one of the stores, you buy the cartridges in a two-pack, and the two-pack is somewhere around $75. I go over here and buy them at the, and these are the XL cartridges, and I pay $16 for one and $17-something for the other one. So I get two of them for right around $30 versus the whatever it is you get pay elsewhere. So, yeah, didn't I hear you say you live up in upper part of Spartanburg County?
Spartanburg and Campobello. It's, you know, 15 minutes from Spartanburg.
Okay. Are you familiar with the where I-26 and Highway 29 cross?
Yep, I'm in that area a lot. That's where everything is.
Okay, do you know where the shopping center in it that has the Kohl's store in it?
Yeah, I was in there last week.
All right, right back in the back of that car, if you go into that little shopping center area and go back along the back row where the, I think it is, there's a couple of big stores back there, and then you go down and there's a whole row of little small stores, and Cartridge World is right down back down in there right next door to the UPS store, and both are good places. I deal with both of them all the time.
Well, thanks for that. That will be helpful. I just bought a new cartridge for this little cheap Canon printer, and it'll last me a month, and then I'll be looking for a new one.
One Canon and one Epson printer, and I use the Canon printer primarily for just printing QSL cards, and the other one is printing everything else. So, you know, I have the one, and I'll, if I had a bigger printer that had two drawers for paper and stuff, I'd only have one, but I don't have that capability right now. And also, but yeah, when you go in there and see Charlie or Sue, they're the ones that own it, just tell them Rusty sent you down to look for cartridges, and I recommended them to you.
That way they know they have a loyal customer in you anyway, and maybe not be too bad on me when I go buy them.
Same good price I get. I mean, that's the one thing I like about them. And they believe it or not, this place stays busy. Usually the husband and wife, the wife will be in there running the store in the store itself and getting receiving shipments and stuff and everything else and shipping stuff out even. And her husband will spend a lot of his time running around town making deliveries to all the businesses in town that buy cartridges for him, because they carry both inkjet cartridges for just about every popular printer you can imagine, plus they carry the cartridges for laser printers too. So, you know, and they offer good prices on everything they've got. I don't get a kickback, so that's not me trying to sell you something. How about that?
Well, that thought never entered my mind. But are you still on your way down there, or are you on your way back?
It's from my house to them. It, because of all the intersections I got to go through, it takes me about 15 or 16 minutes or something like that to get over to their place.
So what are you in, where do you live in? Is it Spartanburg or someplace else?
I actually, my address, if you look me up on QRZ, you'll see my address says Moore, South Carolina. And there's... That's kind of like a little small place down in this end of the county. They have a post office and a technical tech school, and that's about it out there, and a bunch of houses and churches. And then the other town is Roebuck, and it's up the road about 5 miles from Moore. And I kind of live in between the two of them. I live out in the country. I can get from my house to the intersection at where Highway 29 and 26 go in about 15 minutes on most days, depending upon the traffic. But I'm looking at Applebee's and Kohl's right now. I'm just about ready to pull around the corner on 29.
Not very good. Yeah, it's about the same distance for me. I pop onto 26, and I'm near, 15 minutes or less. I end up down there to go to Home Depot and sometimes Walmart and any other place I really need to go to. Just bought this house a couple of months ago, and I'm working on little things here and there, so I'm at Home Depot quite a bit.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that the other day. And I go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Lowe's seems to be my favorite spot because I usually find everything I want there, and they never give me a hassle in giving me my military discount for stuff I buy. So, you know, that works for a good deal and all. But anyway, I'm sitting over here at the intersection where you make the turn to go down to Sam's Club on one way and Hobby Lobby and Kohl's and Big Lots the other direction. So Applebee's and Taco Bell and, you know, Advance Auto Parts and McDonald's. You know, all the good places to go, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I'll let you go so you can go get your cartridges, and it was nice chatting with you this morning. And I hope you have a good day. Hey, is it colder than heck out there right now?
Well, my car thermometer says it's 41. And it's just breezy enough out here that I imagine it's probably got a wind chill factor of lower than 40. And flags aren't standing straight out yet, but they're, you know, it's enough of a breeze that it makes it feel really cold out here. So, yeah. Glad I got a nice warm car. Of course, yesterday I started out my day with a dead battery and had to go buy a new battery yesterday, of all things.
That's where I heard you. You were talking to one of the guys yesterday about getting a new battery. Yes, okay.
Yeah, Mr. N0TR, and we determined that you were the youngster among the three of us, because it was you and I and him, and he and I are both 73, and you're something like 66 or something, I heard you say.
Yep, 66 in March, so close enough.
4 in April, so, and April 13th. I don't think it's Friday the 13th this year. About every 7 years, my birthday ends up on Friday the 13th, but that's all right. You know, as they say, if you're born on Sunday, that makes you a good child, they say. But so that's when I was born. But anyway, yeah, there's Big Lots and Hobby Lobby, and there's some clothing stores and a pet grooming place down here in this end of the shopping center. And you go down towards the end, and there's a couple of investment places and a hearing aid place and the Cartridge World and the UPS store are all right down here, and they're both right next door to each other. So anyway, well, I am here, and go down here, and I see his open light is turned on, so I will go inside and exchange some cartridges with this fella. Talk to you later, Mike. Have a good one. 73W2T.
All right, Rusty, you have a good day, and have a pleasant trip back to the house. WSAD,